should women recite Hataras Nedarim on Erev Rosh Hashanah? And how come the minhag is that they don't recite it in front of three people? So the Gemara Nedarim says that Ravina's wife made a neder, and he went to Rabashi to ask if a husband can serve as a messenger to be matir a neder of his wife. And the Gemara answers, well, if judges are already gathered, then it's permitted. So there's two opinions that understand this. So both sides in the Ran. The Rambam writes that you can't be a shuyach to be matir another person in general, but there's a suffix if a husband could do it for his wife because ishto kagufo. And so we say, well, we allow it if they're already gathered because it's, you know, we're lenient in some circumstances. Tosis says, no, surely in other cases you can be a shuyach for someone else. The only suffix is that maybe a wife you can't because a husband's definitely going to lie and say, oh yeah, my wife surely regrets her neder. But therefore, if he's going to have to go gather all these people to be matir her neder, it's going to take him a lot of work, and therefore he's going to lie. But if they're already gathered, and it's not such a big deal, he's probably not going to lie, and so therefore you can matir in front of three people. Shulchan Aruch Paskin's husband may be a shuyach for his wife to be matir nedarim. The Taz cites the Rambam as we just said, and the Shach gives a reason because maybe she doesn't want him to gather people and embarrass her. In other words, if he's going to have to go gather people, it's going to be embarrassing to her. Therefore, the Shach points out, if the wife explicitly tells her husband he could be a shuyach, then it's permitted to do so. But now we get to Hataras Nedarim on Erev Rosh Hashanah. So our Hataras Nedarim on Erev Rosh Hashanah consists of two parts. It consists of being matir the past, and also Moser Modan, the future. So why don't women do this Hatara? So Vitruvus Anhagas answers this question by saying, he first of all, he wonders why women don't recite it. And he says, well, based on the above Shulchan Aruch, maybe their husband are appointed a shliach by the wife, and they do it for them. And therefore, he says the husband should say the regular nusach himself. Then say at the end, "Areini mevakeish v'hatir gam avur ishti sheminsa osi shliach umevakeshes hatara kamoni." That I want to be also have in mind my wife that she also wants to add on and say the same thing that I said. And then the judges would say, "I call mutaram lachem in plural." Now he wonders why, in general, we all have to go through reading the whole nusach. We'll just say this nusach and let one person go, and then let everyone else like grab one and say, yeah, me too, me too, me too. So he says, well, shorthand only works if you know the entire nusach and understand it. Most people don't understand that there is an darim, so you can't do shorthand. But back to our wife. So why doesn't she do Moser Moda? Why doesn't she do the, at least the part that says in the future, all of the nedarim in the upcoming year are not going to be real nedarim? So it must be, he says, a tznius issue, and that they rely upon the kol nidrei of Yom Kippur because we don't want them to come to shul and talk in front of three men. Also, he says, it's not clear that you have to do Moser Moda in front of three people. It could be sufficient if the husband just says it in front of a wife. So he wonders practically why no husband actually says this in shul. You ever heard of a husband saying, yeah, I'm doing it for my wife also? So he says it must be they just in general they rely on kol nidrei, but he says that women really should recite kol nidrei. But he says it's definitely better for a woman to say, my husband to say, v'cheinu ishti kein, and my husband should say, mutarim lachem. Now, this is also the opinion of Rabbi Yashim and Chaim Kanievsky, that a man should say, I'm doing it for my wife as well. On the other end, Avichai Shlomo writes, Shlomo Zalman says, the meaning is that women do not write and recite Hataras Nedarim on Erev Rosh Hashanah. He doesn't really give a reason. Rav Nevin Saul explains, though, the reason is because they just rely on Yom Kippur. And Avnei Yashve says that meaning is that women don't come to shul and recite Hataras Nedarim, but he says maybe the reason is because it's unclear how Hataras Nedarim actually does anything because you're not specifying the neder itself. So he says it must be a tznius thing they don't come to shul, but they should definitely recite the Moser Moda to themselves, the future last paragraph to themselves, and you don't need three people. Now the Rivos of Frame, though, seems to say the woman really should come to shul, and if not, then her husband could be her shuyach. But again, it's not the minhag that women come to shul. The Mishnah Yosef explains why not. He says, first of all, chadash asur min haTorah. Women never came to Hataras Nedarim, so to start a newfangled thing is, you know, not the proper thing to do. He says, therefore, he says, you don't even have to say. What's the pshat why husbands don't say for their wife? Because it's presumed when a husband gets up there and says Hataras Nedarim, of course he's doing it for his wife as well. Even if she doesn't expressly appoint him in a shuyach, and he doesn't expressly tell her dayanim, it's the same thing like b'shalach manus, women don't give their own, but they're assumed that they did. But he cites the Truvus Anagus, who says that really a man should say, I'm doing it for my wife. So he says, no harm, no foul. And with respect to the Moser Moda, he says about the future paragraph, why don't women say that? So he says, you don't really want to publicize to women that everything they do in the upcoming year, they don't really mean what they say. He says, that's not a good thing to tell women, that anything they say, they don't really mean, and they're not going to have to keep it. He says, not a good thing to publicize. So he says, to be safe, just let women come and say kol nidrei with the chazan. Now, On the other hand, Shmuel Kamenetsky in Kovetz Halachos writes, the woman really should do al Torah Sederim. He doesn't know why the minig is not to say it. And Mekadosh astrologer says the minig is that you should be matir through the husband, and that seems to be, you know, the standard psak. The husband should say this line that I'm having among my wife as well, and the Dayanim should always say a kol mutar mochem. Now, Rabbi Yashav talks about another issue. What about above the age of bas mitzvah daughters? Rabbi Yashav said they really should do it to themselves in front of three men. And this is the opinion of the Mekadosh Yisrael, because of, as we said, according to many, you cannot appoint a shliach, and therefore how could a father do it for an above bas mitzvah daughter? So the Amnei Derech says it's better if they do it in a big group, so it's not a tznius issue. But the Ribbos Ephraim seems to allow a father to do a Torah Sederim for a daughter, but it's unclear if he's talking about above bas mitzvah or not. So really, above a bas mitzvah daughter should probably do it themselves in front of three men, and a man, like we said, should have in mind and say he's doing it for his wife as well.